This is Apostle Tanya. Most marvelously, we have the blessed honor in this generation to declare our love for our blessed Master. And surely, I am most grateful to serve together with you to exalt our Holy Lord and remindeth the enemy, the earth is thy Lord's and the fullness thereof. Through the revelatory teachings taught by the Spirit of God through me and the most glorious supernatural fun experiences that I have spent in the blessed presence of the Master, I pray that you shall be most encouraged and equipped listening to holy podcasts. I am most surely honored to have you a part of the family. The teaching you are about to listen to was taught through me by the dearest Holy Spirit before my miraculous voice change from thy Lord. In the fall of 2020, the Holy Father was most generous to giveth me a surprise miracle of a new speaking voice. And for a season afterwards, this miraculous speaking voice change continued to be stronger and develop into a sound wherewith I gather was the Eternal Lord's original intent. I want to thank you whom are new to the ministry for your prayers and for your support. And welcome to all the new family members of the ministry. I want to encourage you to contact us if you are in need of prayer or are led by the Holy Spirit to serve with the ministry. Friends, together, let us exalt our blessed Master and declare his greatness in the earth. Amen.
And so we were continuing with what happens when there is sickness in Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 59. It reads of sickness where there sickness that occurs when there is disobedience. And so let us read now Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 59. Then the Lord will make thy plagues wonderful, and the plagues of thy seed, even great plagues, and of long continuance, and sore sicknesses, and of long continuance. And so we read now the plague that comes on a person when they have been disobedient. And this plague is sickness. And the scripture reads that it is typically a long continuance of sickness, chronic illnesses, long-term diseases, terminal illness. This is what verse 59 in the book of Deuteronomy records. And finally, let us go on to Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 66. We read of a cursed life in this most powerful chapter, hanging in doubt. and thy life shall hang in doubt before thee, reads Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 66. And thou shalt fear day and night, and shalt have none assurance of thy life. I wonder how many feel this way, even listening to this recording, who will listen to it even months and years down the line. How many even now in this very hour is feeling this way? This is a life that is cursed, a life that is, feels doomed, that you don't even desire to wake up. You don't desire to go to sleep. You don't desire lights off. You don't desire the lights on. You don't desire nighttime. When morning time comes, you feel that you'll have your breakthrough, but morning time also feels like that nighttime. This is a life that is cursed. It is not a life that we should be living. It is not a life that Jesus has promised us. It is not the abundant life. And so Deuteronomy 28:66 is most powerful in that it diagnoses a cursed life. Hallelujah. This Bible that is so precious and holy unto us diagnoses what is occurring in our lives better than any physician in any hospital care, emergency care center, any clinic, any primary care doctor that your family has known for 60 years. This scripture diagnoses a life that is cursed most profoundly. Amen. And so I want you to, if you're feeling this way, we're going to get to your deliverance soon. And so Deuteronomy 28:66 is what the Lord is speaking to you and telling you that you're not alone and that he is hearing your cry and he wants to set you free today from generational curses. Oftentimes you have no knowledge of and you don't know why you're living like this, wandering in the wilderness. Hallelujah. And so we bless thy Lord for his faithfulness. In the book of Galatians, chapter 3, verse 13, we read of the power and redemptive blood of Yeshua, of Jesus. We've read the curses in the Old Testament in Deuteronomy. And then Yeshua, we read in Galatians, is the answer to revoke the curse. And so let us read now together, standing, Galatians chapter 3, verse 13. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. Hallelujah. Dear ones, it is our repentance of the sins that we have committed in disobedience and in our family line and in the precious master's blood that must be applied to those sins in our family, which will redeem us from the curse of the law. If we commit an act of disobedience, we curse our family also. But it is the precious blood of the Lamb that we can apply to the curse and revoke the curse. Jesus, his blood, cursed is everyone that hangeth on the tree. He's already redeemed us from the curse of the law. In Yeshua's name, we bless you. Father, we bless you for your son. We bless you for your son. Hallelujah. Well, we thank you. Give him thanks. Hallelujah. Now, before I continue, I am led by the blessed Lord to read the Greek Strong's Concordance definition of both blessings and curses. Let us first begin with the definition of blessings. Blessings. The Greek Concordance word for blessing is makarios. Again, it is makarios. M-A-K-A-R-I-O-S. The definition of makarios is happy, blessed and to be envied. Okay, that is the Greek definition of blessings. Now let's go and see what curse means. The definition for the word curse in the Greek Strong's Concordance is katara. Katara, K-A-T-A-R-A, katara. The definition for katara is cursing, a curse, a mitten, a doom one. And so this is most profound. It lines up by line, precept by precept, this definition to the word. The definition of it lines up to the word of curse and what we have just read in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 8, verse 66, a few minutes ago, that a person who is under a curse lives a doomed life, and his or her life hangs in doubt. You never can make decisions. Your life is always in doubt. You're unstable in your decision making. You're afraid to make decisions. You're always waiting. That is the life of a person who is cursed and doomed, and his life as recorded in the verse 66 of Deuteronomy chapter 8. A person under a curse is also often barren financially and oftentimes never see the fruit of their labor. They are one that usually may walk in long seasons of chronic sicknesses and injustices of thefts, as we've just read about how sickness is continuing. That one verse mentions the long continuance twice. That means that there is no end to that sort of sickness in the family's line, chronic. And oftentimes they are driven, those that are in under a curse, by the enemy to abide in a dark place without hope. A cursed person may live in bondage to the spirit of oppression. Those spirits have rule over them. Legally, they have rule because there is a curse in that family's line. And I'll teach later on about how the enemy can harass us and cause spirits to attack us legally. And so legally, these spirits of oppression, poverty, and shame has a legal right to cause a person to live in bondage because of a curse on that family's line. Oftentimes, they are also left wandering in the wilderness, just as the Israelites did, without any rest, always tired, always fatigued, never feeling, just going through a lot of things that are not the life that Jesus has promised to give to us and that he desires us to have. And mostly they are no significant changes in the lives of one that is cursed. Night or day, they have no stability. Again, I want to repeat that. And there's nothing comfortable about their lives because they are living a cursed life. And in that cursed life, it overtakes you, it pursues you, and you may seek man to help you and save you. But man cannot save any person that is cursed. No one can loan you enough money. No doctor can take care of that. They can treat it and medicate it, but it can never become healed or receive its healing because there's a curse that's causing that, and that curse is now in the soul. And so the only person, hallelujah for glorious Jesus, the only person, our blessed Jesus, our healer, he is the only one that can revoke the curse. Hallelujah. He is the only one, no one else. His precious blood. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your son today. I bless you for your son. Thank you, Jesus. Don't you love him? Don't you just love him when you think about how glorious and wonderful he is to us? And not just because he's our healer, but because he's so kind and merciful and loving. And there are not enough words in any Webster's dictionary, any dictionary in earth. That's why I look unto him to be able to bestow my love upon him and pour my love upon him and declare who he is, because there's nothing in this earth that can glorify him enough. We must look to him to even praise him. Holy Spirit does that for us. Amen. The Bible says that a cursed person may experience such great losses that he or she can become mad. They would lose soundness of mind because the loss is so catastrophic, as they fix their eyes and look upon the destruction that the curse has caused their life and their family. The mind is also attacked. The causes of curse in a family's bloodline also oftentimes can also lead to the scattering of an once close-knit family that is a curse, and multiple vehicle accidents, which I started out teaching about, or slips and falls. If a child you notice is having a broke his ankle, his arm, those are normal things that happen as children. When you see, however, an adult having multiple bones broken, slips and falls, that is most likely a curse. The Bible says many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered us out of them all, and not one of our bones are broken. And so when we see anything contrary to the word in action in our lives, in this area where I am teaching from, most likely, more often, there is a curse, and that curse needs to be revoked. Amen. So in summarizing, hallelujah, I want to say a person living, a person living a cursed life walks opposite of the abundant life thy Lord Jesus promised us, that he came to give unto us. He's come to give us an abundant life. And so I want to go point by point how this life as a cursed life may appear. The person who is under the curse becomes the tail, abiding with the enemy, and he or she is not the head. The cursed person is no longer living above, they are living beneath with the enemy. The cursed body is not able to receive healing. Again, I want to repeat that you may seek doctors and doctors and doctors, but nothing is curing you. There is without cures. There is this chronic sickness is tarrying 10 years, 11 years. You're constantly need prescription prescribed. Oftentimes that is a curse. And the only way you can receive your healing is having that curse revoked. Amen. And so the Greek definition of revoke, I think, is worth mentioning. And that definition means, in the Strong's Concordance, akuru, revoke means akuru, by the way. And akuru means to annul, to make of no effect, and cancel. So the blood of Yahshua annuls the curse.